Because they thought he was someone who might be capable of suggesting violence or participating in violence, and they wanted to be ahead of the game if he did. So they sent some undercover agents to a public meeting. Now, some people at Fresno State said, why didn't they just come in uniform? Well, because that would have disrupted the meeting. There would have been people at the meeting who would not have liked the fact that there were police officers there. In fact, one graduate student, 26-year-old graduate student, suggested that the police should have come to the meeting in uniform and armed. Well, can you imagine the response they would have gotten? They would have started a brouhaha. They would have accomplished exactly the opposite of what they intended to accomplish, which was to determine whether any violence was possible in then or in the future. So
here, but it's relevant to our discussion. There is no constitutional provision requiring the police to be stupid. There is no constitutional provision requiring the police to avoid being clever. I mean, if, let's say that this guy showed up and gave a stem-winding speech and got everybody all jazzed up and violence occurred. One of the first things we'd hear was, where were the police? So the police take extra precautions. They're doing their research. They're attending a public meeting. By virtue of the fact that it's a public meeting, no one's privacy rights are being violated at all. And nobody else in the audience was required to identify him or herself. So why should the police? So the police are doing due diligence. Turns out nothing went wrong. Mr. Yourofsky did not say anything.